And welcome back to the Giants Facebook page. It is time for On the Line. I'm Paul Dottino. He is two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. We are Dotson Deal, and we're going to be here for the next several minutes to take your questions and your comments about the big blue football Giants. So hit us up right there on the Facebook page. Now, David, we got to start with the fact that the Giants come off this win in Denver, primetime game. Everybody thought they were a heavy underdog, as Coach Ben McAdoo said, but somehow they won this game 23-10.
With that us-against-the-world mentality, you heard Coach McAdoo talk about it before the game. We heard JPP talk about it before the game. And they knew if there were going to be solutions coming out of the loss that they had against the Chargers, it was internally. And they went out, they threw the first punch in that game up against the Denver Broncos that were sluggish coming off of their bye. And I think it was a wake-up call for the Broncos. Like, we're in for a long night. Giants threw the first punch, the last punch, and they earned that victory in Denver.
Yeah, and they registered the knockout blow. Now, coming up this weekend, they're playing the Seattle Seahawks, a 2-3 team coming off of the bye. So, David, take me through one or two things as we wait for the questions that you think the Giants must continue to take from the Denver game into the Seattle game.
Well, I think in the terms of the run game, the one thing that you love that they did was test the edges of the Broncos' defense. Get the ball outside and the tosses and the pitches. Much better job by the tight ends, whether it was Rhett Ellison or Ellison and Adams tied to the hip together. And the other thing that you love that they did offensively, think about the way that Fluker had that trap lock and knocked out that three technique. Three techniques in this defense that they're going to play in Seattle, they're penetrators. They want to get upfield. So when you get those hits on tape, the next thing that they're going to do is when they rush through, they're going to give that little peek to see if somebody's coming. And that's all you want is that hesitation.
Yeah, Dark was sprung it for a 47-yard gain in the game last weekend. Now, Denise wants to know about the offensive line's performance in this particular game. Now, we already heard David talk about Fluker, but, hey, let's talk about Justin Pugh for a second. He really neutralized Von Miller.
No question. And that's the one thing that you love, because they were able to stay with the run with the help from the defense. And we talked, this was a team win. So when they were able to stick to the run, get some things going off of play action, that's how you slow down pass rushers like Von Miller and this Denver Broncos defense. Justin Pugh played phenomenal. Flowers played his best game probably at tackle this season. But the player who continues to impress me is Brett Jones. I'm watching coaches film, and I'm watching week after week him continue to get better, him to move people at the point of the attack, him to communicate and direct traffic up there as a center, and his toughness. He finishes plays play in and play out.
You know, one thing I think we also would agree on, the Giants got themselves a 10-0 lead in this game. This is the first time now that they've actually been able to play through a game with the lead and force the other team to crawl back.
Not to mention, they controlled the time of possession in the first half, something that they haven't done. And that was such a huge thing for this Giants football team, because you saw it. They dictated the tempo of this football game. And when adversity did hit in this football game, it didn't set them back in any way, shape, or form, and they found ways to get it back.
Now, Anthony wants to ask us about who the X factor can be against the Seahawks. Well, we do know that guys like Ingram are going to be a big factor for sure, so that's not an X factor, because that one's pretty obvious. But do you think this may be a game where Lewis or King or one of those other guys can wind up making a big play?
I think Lewis and King can be players that step up, but also, the tight end position outside of Evan Ingram. Matt Lacoste had one that he dropped, and he can be more sure-handed. But for these tight ends that are going to be in on max protection or play action, you know that you're going to be able to squeak out late in routes, and those could be some big plays for you. Not to mention, you systematically for the Seahawks, they think that they have so much confidence in their guys outside. I honestly feel that with Evan Ingram making big plays, the other tight ends will have big plays as well.
All right. Now, again, the Giants are playing Seattle this weekend, MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Folks, hit us up again with your questions and your comments. We'll be here for the next several minutes to try to answer them for you as best as possible. David, let's flip it to defense for a second. Giants come up with three turnovers in this game, including a pick six for Jackrabbit Janoris Jenkins. That was also the kind of Giants defense we've expected to see all year.
No question. That was Giants defense, what we saw on Sunday night. And I think it's the way that they started the game, by stopping the run. They forced that game into Trevor Siemian's arm and him trying to win throwing the football. What do you know? You start being able to apply pressure, come up with sacks. You start getting better coverage on the back end, and you start getting those takeaways to play competitive football with your offensive side of the ball. And one thing that people aren't really talking about is, as we talked about field position going into this game, we watched Ed Egan return a punt for 20 yards that nobody's really talking about. Those are huge grit plays and grit yards that you get in the game that directly led to 3 points because that was the 51-yard field goal.
Ricky has a question for us. He wants to know, what do the Giants have to worry about going up against Seattle? And I think right off the bat, we talk about the defense against Siemian last week. He doesn't move around very much.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's got legs.
No question. And that's the biggest thing is that you want to get that pressure on him. You want to be able to have the blitz package. You want to make sure that you force him to be uncomfortable. But at the same time, with his ability to use his legs to such an advantage, you have to be smart in your lane discipline and your rush lanes to make sure that you don't let him escape. Not to mention, you know that they'll run a little bit of that zone read. So that backside defensive end has always got to be honest and cognitive of the fact that if he doesn't hand off the ball, he could do those late rollouts that we've seen him get 15, 20-yard chunks off.
Well, now the Seahawks have already given up 13 sacks this season. Remember, they've already had a bye week as well. So that's in 5 games, David.
Yeah.
Do the Giants come with heavy blitz packages?
I think that at the defensive end position, I think that this is a game where they can win one-on-one battles because of the struggles that they've had, not only at the tackle position, but interiorly. What is one of the best things that you can do to get pressure on this type of running quarterback? Get it right down the bow of the pocket at his left. So when he does try to roll out, you're going right into those rush lanes at the defensive end. So I think that this is a game that, yeah, you're going to want to apply pressure. Yeah, you want to be able to get those hits on him. But this is a game that they can win those one-on-ones with four up front.
Great stuff. He is 2-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. I'm Paul Dottino. We are Dotson Deal. And don't forget, this weekend, it's the Giants and Seattle Seahawks. And next week, we're back for another edition right here on the Giants Facebook page. See you then, everybody.